Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Booker T and the MGs, by the way. Time is tight. That's a great song from the Wayback Machine. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. I'm glad Kathy Perry's here, too. She's a great member of our Brain Trust and helps us out with so many different things. Kathy, thank you for staying with us. KathyPerry.com, right? Kathy with a K.
Yes, that is. Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
And you can find all the things that Kathy does for her clients there, so check it out. And she's a great social media strategist that we've relied on here on the show for a long time now, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. Kathy, I was telling the audience before you got here that more and more we're using our phones. We're using these magic wands in our hands for more things, not just, I find myself, in the old days, I'd open up my laptop at home to check my email. Now I just turn on my smartphone, right?
That's what everybody's doing.
And all kinds of things. We're using it more and more as a life tool, basically. And so that's good news. The bad news is where people hang out the most, that's where the bad guys like to go to, isn't it?
It is. And so the latest term is smishing. So that's smartphone.
S-M-I-S-H. Smishing, not fishing, not P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, but smishing.
Smishing, yes. Where phishing is mostly through your email on your computer, and right. Smishing coming through on your smartphone. And it's the same type of identity theft schemes. So you might receive a text message containing a link to some fraudulent website or phone number because what they want is your personal information. And they will ask you, they'll say, we need to verify this information. And if you're not paying attention, you might automatically just give it to somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's the awareness that people need to be having about smartphones.
Be an example of what they'd ask for.
Yes. And because most of your banks, your credit cards and that, they're not going to ask you to follow a link to verify your account information. They don't put out those requests or reactivate your ATM card by entering your PIN, things like that. But, it's so interesting how people will fall for things like that. I mean, I just had a client go through this, this week who called me and said, I think I got compromised. And it was through a phishing thing, but smartphones are just as bad. Because
are you saying, Kathy, that in order to be a victim of smishing, you have to receive a prompt, click on accept the prompt, and then type in information, tap in information that they ask for, give them information. That's your private stuff. That's what you have to do to be a victim of smishing?
Yes. So, for example, T-Mobile put out a warning to its customers that there were criminals posing as T-Mobile through a text message and asking for personal information. So things like that will happen.
So here's the thing.
Credit card company.
If you get a prompt on your smartphone, it's not to ask you for information. Just understand this, folks. It's not from anybody legit, right?
That's right. Because they aren't going to ask it that way. And actually, consumers can send a scam text message when they receive one. So they can send it to 7726, which is stands for spam, to the cell phone carrier so that number can be blocked.
Say that again. Walk through that slower. Go, say that again.
Okay. So say they get a message. Then that message that comes through, they can text it to 7726 to the cell phone carrier, and that will put that number as a blocked number.
Ah.
So for a smishing scam. And if there is a name of a bank, so say somebody gets a thing saying Bank of America needs to, you know, your ATM card isn't working and you have to verify this. So they also recommend you can contact the bank to notify them of the text as well, so then they can send out an alert saying, don't fall for this scam. You know, it's really interesting, but it's all about being smart about paying attention to what you're doing. And so many people are storing all their personal information on their smartphone, all the banking information and everything. And so we have to be very careful about giving away our access to that information.
Just be careful, folks. If it looks weird, it probably is weird. If it feels weird, it is weird. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job. Well, great information. Come back again real soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy with a K. Perry.com is her website. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.